Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget about everybody that's working right now in the Third Watch, doing whatever they're doing, however they're doing it, wherever they're doing it. Thank you for keeping America moving along. And remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We also have a chat room called the Captain's Group, three words, the Captain's Group. Go over there, ask to get in it, and we'll let you in. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And we have our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, that you can become a part of, too, and take advantage of all the different things we have over there. Become a member of the Captain's Army. All right, folks. Well, Kyle Warren, hour number two, and hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. You know, Kyle, we talked about fake news CNN last hour, but I got to mention something else, which is definitely fake news. Joe Biden says, I'm deeply concerned about President Trump considering pardoning all his children. You know, that's a story that started with CNN, and it's about as fake as CNN is.
Well, you know, I wonder what he would be pardoning them for.
And what would he do with Hunter if they were closing in on Hunter?
Well,
what would Joe Biden do?
Well, yeah, I think we know the answer to that, absolutely.
And by the way, where is Hunter?
You know, I've been wondering that myself. Will Hunter show up to the inauguration?
Sure he will.
Mark, I wonder if he
sure will.
Yeah, but again, the whole thing with what went on with a very, very serious story from the New York Post was just, you know, completely ignored, swept under the rug, and suppressed. We have to add that as well. But you're right. You know, any discussion about Trump's kids, his grown children, is good for ratings, but when it comes to Hunter, it's a Hunter who? That kind of thing.
Yeah. Now, the president is talking about this Section 230, which is the liability shield that Facebook and Twitter gets. And he said the GOP is getting cold feet on terminating the tech liability shield. That's a shame, because if anybody doesn't need to have that, they don't, because of the way they're acting. They're acting like newspapers, and they're acting like regulated commodities that should be regulated to begin with if they're going to suppress what people put out there.
Well, sure. I mean, it's obvious if you have an opinion that differs from the ownership, for lack of a better term, of those platforms, you'll be turned off. You'll be put into you'll be suspended or deleted or what have you. The Section 230 repeal is something that the president has been trying to laser beam in on. It's getting a lot of pushback, though, in the Congress and even from Republican senators, for example, for the NDAA bill that would be coming up. I think he might find better, some kind of better thing if it was a separate bill altogether. But obviously, you know, he's looking at a potential reality here that time is short. So that's why I think he's trying to do what he can, with this, even given the fact that it's not a part of the military spending bill.
By the way, somebody asked me what county that was. Was it Atlanta with the ballots that came up under the table? Yes, it was Atlanta. It was Fulton County.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So the people now know about that. Now, the other thing is the defense bill is apparently it's got a little side provision in there that the president doesn't care for. It's actually aiming to halt the Afghanistan drawdown by keeping troops in Afghanistan longer than what the president wants them to be there. But the way things are going right now, with all the different bombing attacks and whatnot, we can't just take our people and go run and grab tail and run, because if we do, guess who's going to come right in the back door, just like they did over in Iraq?
Well, the ISIS and that kind of thing. Exactly. Yeah. Well, I know it's complex. That's for sure. But the general thrust of what the president was trying to do was admirable, I think. But unfortunately, it seems like every single time we try to do something like that, it gets drawn back in for some reason, whatever it might be. But yeah, we have to be prudent.
And the president announced yesterday that they're going to hold the Arctic Refuge oil drilling auction before Joe Biden takes office to auction off the rights to be able to drill in the Arctic Preserve.
Right. And, you know, one of the things, though, too, about being energy independent, which I suppose will disappear if Joe Biden becomes president.
That's what he wants to do.
Yeah. And again, so what we would be doing then is we'd be taking the money that we'd be spending, but now we're just going to give it to countries who hate us or don't like us, or we're going to build them up so that they can build up anti-American sentiment, anti-American acts and events and so forth. And that just seems kind of dumb. But, you know, otherwise we have other alternatives too. We can try to do deep sea drilling and so forth, but and if something goes wrong there, then that's a huge problem. So, you know, maybe, and they can do it safely in these different areas, by the way.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. By the way, we have a Florida attorney who was captured on video talking about moving himself and his family up to Georgia to vote in the election, a Democratic Florida attorney advising some of his friends to do the same thing so they can vote for the Democrats. That's against the law. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637.
That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And you know, there's gold waiting in that dollar windshield you got, because if you give it an inspection today and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty on the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. If you live in Florida, you got to have Florida Comprehensive Insurance. And from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Now, a premium quality windshield, $100 put right in your hand when you mention me, the captain, at the time of the installation. All you got to do is call them at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America, and tell them that me, the captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. And oh, by the way, Kyle Warren, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There you go. Okay, we got a caller. I think I know who it is. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain. Kyle. Anyway, I've been thinking about this, a vaccine, and
when you getting yours? When you getting yours?
I don't know. I haven't gotten it. I don't know. I could get it yet or not. As soon as I can, I hope.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, so what I want to know is, they've got to go through all these different hoops and stuff, and then they got to, not quite ready yet, and they're going to be delayed. And they're going to, they ought to give it to as much as they can to anybody, whether it's exactly ready, 100% ready or not, because a lot of people are going to die, maybe because the rate of infection is such that so many people are getting this stuff, and it's the elderly people, they should be getting that out as soon as they can. Anyway, that's about it, Captain.
All right, well, I guess Bag Dem and Bob isn't quite up to par there, Kyle. They do have it. They are handing it out. They are administering it. The priorities, of course, are to the first responders, health workers, as well as for emergency first responders, and the people in the nursing homes, and that started this week.
Well, that's right, and it's a pretty complex delivery system in terms of, in some cases, having to keep the vaccine at a very, very cold temperature. And
minus
so
95.
That's right. So
for the Pfizer.
Yes, I believe so. So they have to have special storage trucks and so forth, but they're making it happen, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, Moderna is going to come out. That's the second one that's out there that's been approved. That's going to come out, but it doesn't need to be kept as cold, number one, and they can't make as many big doses as Pfizer apparently has been able to, and that's what the problem is. It seems to be holding things up a little bit, and that is trying to get all the vaccines put out there, because Pfizer went out along with what was the name of it, Iontech or something like that?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah,
they went out, and those two companies together, let me see, I think I got it right here, right where, oh, BioNTech. All right, there we go. They went out and they decided to go after the business in Europe, and England signed on with them, so now they're making doses for them too. So this is moving along very rapidly.
Yeah, and hopefully so, because it can't come too soon, obviously, and of course, what people are going to be asking, the question is, how many doses have to get out there, how many people have to get vaccinated before we start approaching, or at least beginning to say that we're going to start getting back to normal, and I think that, we're still going to see these things happening into the new year, obviously. We don't know how many months it might be, but hopefully it will be very soon.
Now, we had an attorney in Florida by the name of Bill Price. Apparently, he was not from, he's not a Republican, or I'm sorry, he's not a Democrat, he's a Republican attorney. And he made a comment, which was posted on Facebook, which has since been taken down, that he was going to move in with his brother up in Georgia and was inviting 2 million people to share his address or whatever so that they could vote for the Republicans for Senate in Georgia. Now, this is what the Democrats have been accused of doing, but the media picked up on this when they did a little research and found out this guy was not a Democrat attorney, but a Republican attorney. And then, of all things to have happen, there's another person with the same name who is a Democrat out of West Palm Beach. And he was being incorrectly accused of being the attorney that was going to do all this, which is where the confusion came in. But we've since found out, you and I, that this is a Republican attorney who started all of this. And then, because he created such a brouhaha, he actually removed it from Facebook, which is where the little video was and all that stuff, correct?
Well, that's right. And Captain, Georgia's Deputy Secretary of State, Jordan Fuchs, confirmed that office is going to explore the possibility of felony charges based on the incident.
Well, sure, he invited 2 million people to share his brother's address up in Georgia.
Exactly right. And so it's wrong. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. You can't do that kind of stuff because that's not the way we conduct our business here. Not at all.
No, and he's got himself in big trouble right now for doing that. And, of course, I understand why he removed that from Facebook, but that doesn't mean that it's not going to go anywhere. So there you go, right?
Right.
All right, and let's go to the telephone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is Eric Casimiro. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I was wondering if I could sound off real quick regarding you guys are talking about the election going on, the upcoming
one. You've been sounding off all night in the chat room.
Hey, sir, it's just moving fast and furious, and you know exactly what I mean by that. But
I do.
The situation is this. Now, yes, there are, Democrats do some nefarious stuff, and I think what's happening is a lot of people are being gaslit regarding what the quote-unquote Republicans are doing, as far as what you were just talking about with the Republican attorney moving up there. I think maybe some of that's a little tongue-in-cheek, if you will. It's good for the goose. It's good for the gander.
They had a video.
Right on. But here's the situation. I heard this came to my attention yesterday. It's called the American Business Immigration Coalition.
We talked about it.
Mm-hmm. So did you? Okay.
Last week. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, you follow where I'm going. So they had a meeting Thursday, and it was the usual DACA proponents and the usual H-1B visa proponents, this, that, and the other. Well, there's four Republican senators that were, three of them were just reelected based on, you know, their America First, this, that, and the other. Well, it's Senator Tillis from North Carolina, Senator Cornyn from Texas, Senator Susan Collins from Maine, and Senator Marco Rubio from Florida,
right,
all spoke at this symposium yesterday afternoon touting that we need to, you know, they've changed the lexicon regarding comprehensive immigration reform. And I think, you know, respectfully, I think some of this stuff needs to be outed, not broadcast, but I think the spotlight needs to be put on some of these knuckleheads because...
But you missed the big one.
What, Charles Schumer?
Mike Lee.
That seals the deal for me.
Mike Lee was not involved in this. He was involved in something different. He wants to expand the H-1B visas to allow more people to come in for whatever.
Understood. Stay longer. Easier to...
Yes, sir.
That supports big tech and big agri. As far as, you know, even the long-time Tyson's Chicken meat producers, Smithfield, that's actually owned by the Chinese government now.
Right.
So I guess what I'm getting at is this. We have external threats, if you will, the opposition party, but we have a threat within that's going on right now that is subjugating everyone to the will of what they want to do, what they feel is best for, their pockets, because that's an insinuation of bribery or corruption or whatever, but how should I say this? I believe in America First. I think most people believe in America First, and I think we're being...
Joe Biden does now, too.
Well, yeah.
He picked up the slogan.
That knucklehead. We are in a very precarious situation, in my opinion, in the runoff. It's not going to do anything other than, in my opinion, possibly prevent or, how should I say, allow for the affirmation of electoral votes regarding President Trump and former Vice President Biden in this most recent presidential election cycle.
Right.
That's it. We are facing some serious hard times coming up, and I'm not the only one that's saying it, and you've been saying it, and Kyle's been saying it,
yep,
and we're looking at Obama 3.0 on steroids if this gets through, and God forbid, I'm not the only one.
Okay, well, you got about 30 seconds to wrap it up.
Right, I appreciate the time, but I think people really need to look into this Chamber of Commerce stuff, American Business Immigration Coalition, all that sort of stuff. They're not, quote-unquote, on our side. They're on their side. So, anyway, thanks, gentlemen. Thanks for letting me rant a little bit, simplify.
Okay. Yep. Eric was on a roll because he's been in the chat room going all night long, right, Kyle?
Well, that's right. Exactly. Yeah. Simplify. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So he's spot on, though. What he's saying is absolutely true. And you got to watch some of these organizations that are out there and what they're doing and who they got supporting them. By the way, when we come back, folks, Donald Trump Jr. may become a president. A president of who? A president of what? We'll tell you. There is a movement afoot. Wait till you hear what this is all going to be about. It's not what you think. And I'll be right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has now recorded more than 14 million cases of coronavirus since the beginning of the pandemic. More than 200,000 cases were recorded on Thursday, driving that total over 14 million. The death toll has now also passed 275,000. While the country awaits the approval of vaccines against the virus, the intelligence community believes that one country has been trying to steal the research behind those shots. The Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, tells CBS News they have evidence that China has tried to steal the work of scientists looking for a vaccine.
Adding insult to injury, it shows that China is attempting to, has been attempting to access our research into COVID-19. So the pandemic that was created by China's actions, they've attempted to steal our research.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Fair will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit fairandfarrah.com. Now remember, Fair and Farrah can be reached right now, live and in living color, on the telephone. You can give them a call at 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. And ask them whatever question you have. You will actually talk to a live person who will then set you up for a call later in the day from an attorney. And they are there to do just that. Now, Farrah is spelled F-A-R-A-H, and their website is farrahandfarrah.com. And I talked to one of their people that came up to me and told me that they had been represented by them, and they were very, very happy with not only the result they got,
but also with the way they were treated, which is extremely important when you talk to an attorney, that they don't try to talk down to you or talk at you, but they talk with you, and they listen to what you have to say. And Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay. Don Jr. is being touted to be the president of an organization. What organization would that be?
Well, that would be the National Rifle Association.
Now, I think that could be really interesting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, because, of course, there's a very close association relationship with President Trump, with members of the NRA and what it stands for and so forth. So this could be a very, very interesting thing. And certainly with some of the things we've seen happening public relations-wise, and LaPierre may be losing some of his star, may be falling a little bit. That might be an opportunity for somebody like Don Jr. To come in and fill that gap.
Well, they need to get somebody in there with a business background. Obviously, Donald Trump Jr. has that. And come in there and straighten the books out, so to speak, and figure out if there was things going on that need to be corrected. They definitely need to do that. And he would be someone who would be beyond reproach who would be able to do that, in my opinion.
Well, right, and of course the obvious, political ramifications of it all, because assuming that Joe Biden, for sake of argument, that he becomes the next president, what the Republicans are going to be doing and conservatives are going to be doing is building over the next 2 years to go after the House of Representatives and take back the House. And having someone who's very prominent, like a Don Jr., talking about an organization that is incredibly relevant to our one of our main constitutional rights and the Bill of Rights, could be a real recipe for success in terms of getting that message out.
Now, Joe Biden has a message for the first 100 days he has in office, and he released it yesterday, and it had nothing to do with money. It had to do with asking all Americans to wear masks for the first 100 days, inside, outside, around the side, wherever side, all across the country.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's basically, what they're saying is he's going to issue a, quote, standing order requiring face coverings in federal buildings and also on all interstate transportation. But that's probably about as far as a president could go in terms of issuing an order like that, because the mask mandate, as it were, I think would have to be either, the genesis could be a president saying, please do this, but I think it would be up to the states and local authorities to either mandate it or enforce it.
Now, let me tell you a little something I found out this week from my doctor. Had to go to my doctor because I had an emergency situation which wasn't getting any better, and they gave me a shot to help me out, and it did. And then the relief factor I was taking helped me out with the other part of the problem, so I didn't have to take any narcotics or anything like that. But the fact that, and I had a reaction to something that I was taking, like a product reaction, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so that being said, there were several people in there that were having problems breathing. And I said to him, I says, I'm not a doctor, but does the mask have anything to do with the problems they're having? And she looked right at me and said, yes.
Wow.
Some people who already have minor problems with their respiratory systems, the worst thing they can do is put a mask on and restrict it even more.
Well, very, very much so.
And the older folks were the ones that were having the problems. And there was about half a dozen of them there in the waiting room that were all there for that reason.
Yeah, it's again, there's talk about following the science. We know for a fact that if you restrict airflow, especially in the elderly or anybody else for that matter, I see people jogging down the street, Captain, with the mask on, and I'm wondering how is it possible that they can be breathing
properly. There is a way to help them, and the doctor was pointing out that you could buy these new shields. I guess they're called a shield, the plastic thing.
Right, yeah.
And use that instead of the mask, and that did not restrict the air coming into your, that you were with the mask on, that it would have with the mask on.
Right. And we're not designed to, it's kind of like if you clog up your engine's air filter, I mean, your engine's not going to work very well.
No.
And that's why people see, when they get their oil changed and they change out the air filter, they go, oh, wow, it's running great. Well, that's because your engine can actually breathe.
Yeah. And that's what all part of it is about. And you're welcome, Eric. Appreciate it. But anyway, I just thought that was rather interesting. So, when I found that out. Also, I don't know if you heard this or not, but George W. Bush says that he would be more than willing to publicly get a vaccine and have everybody take pictures of it and this, that, and the other for the COVID-19 boost the confidence in the American people that it's okay to take.
Well, and can we start with some of the folks on a particular cable network who said they didn't want to take it because it was Trump? There's a particular host on a cable network that they had these big reservations, and other people have, Kamala Harris in the vice presidential debate. So I don't know. Will that convince Kamala? I don't know.
Well, Kamala is one of those people to begin with.
Well, to go, essentially to say, well, it's being developed by Trump, or I don't want to take it for that reason. That's what one of these hosts had said. And I mean, this is big time stuff. I mean, you're going to have a lot of people who might hang their hat on that kind of attitude, and it's going to be to their detriment, because they develop these vaccines in good faith. They're trying to get things fixed with this. And I can imagine a lot of people will want to take the vaccine. They won't be able to get it fast enough in many respects. But but again, it's just another sign of how this has been politicized, literally to the nth degree.
Yeah. By the way, our friend George the Godfather just chimed in here. He said, "Mask raises the blood pressure." Well, it does, because if you restrict the breathing, the next thing that follows along with it is the blood pressure.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we're just not designed for this. I mean, if there is some sort of benefit from that, but again, you've got people wearing masks all the live long day as they go through their job, especially if they work in a service business or something like that, and they're walking around their store or anything, but all day long they have a mask on. There's got to be some kind of long-term effect from that. That we're just not hearing about, as a matter of course.
Yeah, and again, I found out strictly by accident because I was there for a totally different reason, and they had about a half a dozen people, older folks, who were out in the waiting room, and one of them had their mask on, but they had it really loose, and this, that, and the other. And I looked at them, and they were they weren't coughing or anything like that, but you could tell they were having problems breathing. And I says, "Ma'am, are you all right?" And she goes, "Well, I have this, I can't breathe." I said, "Well, for God's sake, take the mask off."
Right.
And she was reluctant to do that because that was restricting her. And I know enough about that from having the things that I've seen on the ambulance over the years, and with the rescue calls I was on, that's the first thing you do. You remove the restriction.
Exactly. So again. There's a lot to this, to what you're talking about.
Yeah. All right. Well, hold on. And, folks, when we come back, we're going to take a look at the highways and byways again. Things may have changed a little bit. We'll let you know. Don't go nowhere. We're coming right back. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with me. Denise Simon coming up in the next segment. So don't go nowhere, no how.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's not a fiducia. Our Georgia peeps up there from New Jersey in Carrollton, Georgia, and she and her husband Don run the Double D Ranch there where they stable horses and they teach you horseback riding and different competitive natures of what you can do with a horse. You might want to check them out up here in Carrollton, Georgia, Double D Ranch. And don't forget, they're just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia, down there just below them, and a big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. All right, we are going to get it cranked up again. We're going to do some more honky-tonking. And no, Eric, this isn't honky-tonk, but donkey-donk. This is better.
Well, I'm a late fall student, double fisted drinking some elegance.
Gretchen Wilson. She's here for the party, and I'm telling you what, that girl there, she can get it done. What were you doing that time, Kyle?
Well, just said I was tapping along to that for sure.
Oh, I'm telling you, she knows how to get it going. That's all there is to it. And country girl is extraordinaire from up Georgia way. By the way, I think she was discovered by Big and Rich.
Oh, really? Very cool.
Big and Rich. All right. Well, Truckers Highway by Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. Pull on in there and find out what they're all about. Here we go. Critical fire weather threats continue in Southern California. Will likely persist through the weekend into early next week. We did have winds yesterday out there where Kyle lives, up to 90 miles an hour in the mountain passes. Freaking believable. And once again, the Santa Ana offshore winds and dry conditions are fueling these dangerous conditions. Meanwhile, a system in the south has merged with another one coming across the U.S. of A. and are going to strengthen into a southeast mid-Atlantic storm with heavy rain and isolated severe storms, becoming a world-famous northeast nor'easter this weekend, dumping all kinds of snow up there in southern New York, New York City area. There'll be some rain down around Long Island. Perhaps it might be a little mixture. Connecticut, the higher elevations of Berkshire Mountains, that'll go on up into Maine as well. And you folks up here in Portland, Maine, you're going to have a real interesting weekend for sure. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, so we are still expecting some of those winds. They have died down, at least in the Orange County area, overnight, and so that is a very, very good thing, especially because the bonfire continues to burn. This is in an area called Silverado Canyon, north of Irvine, California, and that was about 10% contained at last report. So if the winds are cooperating, that's going to be a very good thing. Fire weather warning and watches continue, as you said, and all the way up to from the Mexican border all the way up to Santa Barbara, basically, up the Ventura-Oxnard. Out in Lancaster and Palmdale, we've got a hard freeze warning if you're going along Route 14, heading north towards that will join up there near Cathedral City. And so you've also got fire weather warnings extending west of Bakersfield as well. Freeze warning out in the California desert. This is west of Lake Havasu City, east of 29 Palms, a marine base, and then a freeze warning that's also going to encompass the area of Blythe if you're trucking across Interstate 10 tonight. Also Interstate 8 if you're heading towards Yuma, coming out of Casa Grande and Eloy, places like that. You're also going to have freeze warnings as you come across I-8. Up in the Pacific Northwest, we have air stagnation covering almost all of Idaho, most of Washington, and most of Oregon, Captain. And that looks to be staying there for a while now.
Now, the big problem is going to be the East Coast as these two storm systems come together and go up the East Coast and become a nor'easter over the weekend. It's going to be that way all weekend long. We have got gale force winds just offshore from Delaware, Maryland, right on that state line, all the way on up to near Massachusetts and towards the beginnings of New Hampshire, not quite up to Maine just yet, but they're going to go that way, and the winds are going to get really violent. The surf's going to get really violent. But this snow, okay, the Berkshire Mountains, of course, there in Connecticut, Massachusetts, foreshore, New Hampshire, higher elevations of Maine, certainly along the coastline. It's going to be a mixture of both rain, freezing rain and sleet and a little bit of snow. All of that's going to come into play, but it's going to be one of the world-famous nor'easters that go up the East Coast. Now, depending on what the temperatures happen to be, we could get snow in southern New York as well as New York City. Otherwise, it'll be rain and or really cold rain, which is not all that much fun. So we'll see what happens. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you on the weekend show.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate everything he does for us. And joining us right now on the telephone line, we've got Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com. Okay there, Ms. Denise, did you see the video in Georgia? I almost fell out of my tree. I've watched it about 10 times.
Yes, did see it.
That is damning.
Well, you know, what's particularly interesting is you've got all kinds of people that have been very suspect on evidence and following procedures. So there's really a couple of things that are going on with regard to that video. And as a consequence, Governor Kemp has called on Raffensperger, the
yep.
Secretary of State, for signature verifications and
yep.
several other things. So
mm-hmm.
Now this puts kind of a very different face on things, including, I would say, the hearing, which is really quite compelling, that happened in front of a judge
yep.
In Carson City, Nevada.
Yep.
So one of the interesting things, too, is Wisconsin. You know, things are certainly bubbling to the surface. And Ted Cruz is working some remarkable arguments for the matter of Pennsylvania in order to get that before the Supreme Court. So things are kind of moving quickly because
yeah.
there's not a lot of time left before the electors, you know, assign their votes for the Electoral College. So, this is, yesterday was quite compelling, wasn't it?
Yeah, and when I saw that video, I must have seen it 10 times. I mean, I had to make sure I saw what I saw, thought I saw, and those suitcases, when they came out from underneath that table, I said, yep, here we go. There was no doubt in my mind.
Yes, sir.
That is definitely some shenanigans going on in Georgia. By the way, that was Fulton County, Georgia, Atlanta.
Yes, yes.
So that apparently is the den of iniquity up there. By the way, where does your boy live up there? Which county?
He's in Fulton County.
Okay, all right. So then he saw what was going on in his own backyard. Okay.
I moved to Fulton County, Georgia in 1973, and it has been corrupt ever since. I mean, it was probably corrupt before that. But
all right. Okay, hold that thought. Okay, we're going to go dancing off. Cooling the gang. Coming back after the top of the hour with Denise Simon.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.